I've been meaning to do this for a while. I'd planned to do this recording on this subject as just one recording, but it's likely to run to three now, as I have quite a lot to say on the matter. So, I shall begin. Every year in the UK, on average, 5,000 children are adopted. In 1981, I was one of those kids. As my parents have always been open with me about the facts of my adoption, the result of this has been that I've made no secret of the fact that I was adopted at birth. Now it's interesting. You tell someone that you're adopted at birth, and the first thing they say is sorry. Sorry is a curious response, but it's always the same response, and it's always said with sincerity. They are genuinely sorry that I was adopted, but I'm not. Now, in my fiery youth, this used to make me angry. When people said sorry that I was adopted, it used to get to me a little bit. But these days, not so much. Now, once I've made sure that I didn't mistakenly tell the person that I have syphilis rotting my brain and less than a minute and a half to live, I say this: please don't be sorry. I feel fortunate to have been given the chance to be raised by such great parents. And that's the truth. You see, my adopted mum, Jackie, she couldn't have kids, but they so desperately wanted a family, and so they started looking into adoption. Remember, this is 1980 we're talking about, and the age discrimination wasn't even understood as a concept, and this became their first hurdle: age. Mum, Jackie, was 32, and Dad, Pete, was 37. In the eyes of social services at the time, this was far too old to be thinking about adoption. It's fair to say social services soon learnt you don't discriminate against my mum and expect her to roll over quietly. She knew she would be an adoptive parent. She just needed the rest of the world to accept it. And testament to this is that in 1981, a lady called Helen picked them to adopt her unborn child. And that's me. Now, when you adopt a child at birth, you have complete say over the naming of that child. And as a show of respect and thanks to my birth mum, my parents went out of their way to find out the name she had envisaged for me. And this was John, which went on to become my first name. So although everyone calls me Paul Coxon, it's actually John Paul Coxon. I sometimes do actually joke that was because the Pope visited in 1981, but that's not the reason. The positioning of my first name, John, was important, they said. I had to be John first in honour of the gift my biological mum had bestowed upon them. Now, I found that a lot of people assume that the upbringing of an adoptive child will be in some way deficient. Maybe there won't be enough love for the child that's not their own flesh and blood. Maybe the all-important bonds will be missing. But I've experienced none of this. As good parents should, my parents love me and my little brother Rob, who's also adopted, with all their hearts. And my upbringing was superb. I have no complaints whatsoever about that. So, this is the first part of my story. In the next two installments, I plan to talk more about my parents, Jackie and Pete, especially my mum Jackie, who sadly passed away 6 years ago from cancer. And finally, in the last one, I'd like to talk about locating and meeting my birth mum, Helen. I hope you'll all join me. I'll end this by saying I have nothing but admiration for anyone who adopts a child. It's an amazing thing to do. In my eyes, adopting parents are heroes. Thank you for listening.